Reprisal attacks erupted across Iraq in response to the bombing that wrecked the Askriya Shrine Wednesday in the city of Samarra. The violence is threatening to wreck Iraq's fragile political process. Security forces in Baghdad were placed on high alert as scores of Sunni mosques were under attack in retaliation for the bombing of the shrine, which is sacred to Shiites. Sunni clerics were abducted and killed, and three Iraqi journalists for Al Arabiya television were also killed. Thousands of demonstrators marched through parts of Baghdad, Karbala, Kut, Tal Afar, and the Shiite holy city of Najaf to protest the shrine attack. Some Shiite and Sunni leaders appealed for calm. Khalif I. Ilyan, head of the Iraqi National Dialogue, a Sunni party, warned that the attack was designed to spark a sectarian civil war. On the other side of the divide, a representative of Shiite cleric Mahmoud al-Sarki said the attack was motivated not by religion, but by politics. In Washington, President Bush also condemned the attack as a political act designed to split Shiites and Sunnis.
The act was an evil act. The destruction of a holy site is a political act intending to create strife, and so I'm pleased with the voices of reason that have spoken out.
But some Iraqi religious leaders were not mollified. The firebrand Shiite cleric Muqtada al-Sadr accused the United States and the fledgling Iraqi government of failing to protect the 1,200-year-old shrine. On the other side of the religious divide, a spokesman for the Sunni Association of Muslim Scholars blamed the escalating violence on the country's top Shiite cleric, Grand Ayatollah Ali al-Sistani, and other Shiite religious leaders. Criticism of al-Sistani, a revered figure, has been unheard of until now. Although no one has claimed responsibility for the attack, British Foreign Secretary Jack Straw said suspicion fell on al-Qaeda in Iraq. The bombing threatens to unravel Iraq's still fragile political structure. Talks on the formation of a new government are still underway among Shiites, Sunnis, and Kurds. President Jalal Talabani called a meeting to discuss the growing crisis. Some Sunni leaders attended, but others did not, and are threatening to walk out of the political process altogether. Gary Thomas, VOA News, Washington.